what everybody wants. Okay, he's going along with it. Harry, get a backbone. What in the heck? At least he could say, no, I voted against it. I don't believe in it. Last month, the Senate passed the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program, $900 million over 3 years. They say the House voted 307 to 122. It's just looking like more and more and more and more and more people are in cahoots as they vote, and I see the turnout of the voting.
You know how opinionated I am, right?
Yes, I do.
I get confused, though, when it comes to free trade. What do you think about free trade? Are you 100% for it, or do you think, well, maybe there should be something that equalizes things so that we're not competing with
Once we start saying we have to do that, now the government has to start forming this agency and that agency to follow what's going on. Well, you know, look how much tainted paint came in from China with our free agreement, trade.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, then they start hiring all these departments to oversee them and to keep them. And then the laws and regulations begin and restrictions. And then we're back where we are right now.
According to this new one that you're just talking about you know, and I like the idea and the notion of free trade, but there are things in there that, like, the South Koreans can now sell food in the United States and they don't have to necessarily follow our food restrictions, our laws, to make sure the food is healthy.
Why would they do that?
I know. Does that make sense?
That makes no sense at all, and I don't see that in this agreement.
I know, but it's there, and there's all kinds of... And then they have all these restrictions on us selling our cars there, but they can sell as many cars as they want
and here. And our labor and human rights.
And that just makes me kind of bitter.
Labor and human rights... Those laws are different, too. And some of the consumer groups are really opposing this
course,
deal. With Colombia, because of what's going on with the guns and the...
Then you get to the issue of China, where they have basically slave labor. Well, how is an American worker supposed to compete with somebody who basically lives in a dormitory and works 14-hour days and gets paid a dollar a day?
Well, there's people here that will do that now.
I'm just saying, it's...
There's people here who will do that now.
The free trade issue is a complicated one, and I don't know where...
It's
exactly.
Very complicated. Trying to hook up the world so that we can keep things flowing, but then you've got to have regulations because their standards are different than ours, and how do we regulate that? And that costs a lot of money. I say, close up the borders right now. Forget the free trade right now. Do American... Buy American, buy all American made. You know, I'm right here. We've got a physics teacher in a high school once told the students that while one grasshopper on the railroad tracks wouldn't slow a train down very much, a billion of them would.
Really?
With that thought in mind, if we start only buying American, forget these free trade, in and out, maybe just for a while. Could we just close it up for a little while and get back to America? Buy American made. If you can't buy it here, you don't use it. We have so much variety, so many choices to make, and it's from every country in the world.
And there are practical reasons for buying American because it's
very
generally
practical.
Higher quality stuff.
Well, and it's creating jobs for us. We don't want to work for a dollar. We won't work for a buck. So the quality is going to be better because we're going to get paid more. I mean, duh. Duh.
I can't tell you how many times I get irritated by shirts that the sleeves are not long enough because they're made in Indonesia or something.
They're made in China for the
people.
People
working there just can't believe that sleeves need to be that long, you know?
Okay, here's an instance. Hershey candy, that's made in Mexico. That's made in Mexico now.
It's Colgate, not made in Hershey, Pennsylvania anymore?
No, nope. Colgate toothpaste, made in Mexico. Crest is made in the United States, okay? There are alternatives. You just got to look for them. One light bulb at a time, baby.
So
it's crazy.
Hershey is making chocolate in Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
So if you go to Walmart, what can you buy that's made in America? Not very much.
Walmart's going to close down, okay?
Right.
Walmart is not the American
store. A prediction from Lady J.
Wow, we can get Crest there.
Okay.
But you know, it's got to start somewhere. It's a small little drop in a big, huge bucket. But you're going to open up trade to South Korea, open up trade to Colombia, open up trade to all these other countries. They're going to undercut us because we've been spoiled. Okay. Even a dollar.
See how complicated it gets, though. What about a Honda that's made in Tennessee?
I know it.
See?
What about it? Well, is America making any Hondas?
The thing is made in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But it might be using Japanese parts. You and I don't know.
I was just going to say that. Exactly. Or South Korean
but
parts is why they're doing the deal.
Might be using some parts made in Korea. So, you know, you just don't know.
How do you unravel all this complicated soup? How do you unravel it? Or do you? I'm not sure you can anymore, but it's... Pretty crazy. Start buying Crest anyway. Hershey's chocolate.
I use Metadent. Is that all right?
No. Metadent? No. That's made in
it's
Afghanistan.
It's not working, by the way.
It's got baking soda.
It's not working, by the way. All right, so buy American anyway. I mean, that's what we have to do. The free trade, I mean, I don't know how we could ever stop that because they don't even tell us what's going on. They just do it, and then we get this in the media. Oh, they passed a law on Wednesday.
Right.
Same free trade agreement.
I'm telling you, the same thing happened with NAFTA. It seemed like it was a Republican thing, and then all of a sudden Clinton was president, and the Democrats were for it, and then all of a sudden everybody was for it, and it passed. And now all of a sudden Mexican truckers can come across the border and go right up in the United States with trucks that aren't meeting our safety rules.
Well, exactly. For one thing, the refrigeration isn't even happening. I mean, we're going to get more beef and more poultry from
shrimp. You said shrimp was being shipped without the refrigeration.
Yeah, without the refrigeration.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why there's so many cases of salmonella in our country. I mean, tons of it. Do you know how many people die from food poisoning?
No.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, just from chicken on your old chicken.
Chicken on your chicken?
Chicken on your chicken. Old chicken on your new chicken.
And the whole cantaloupe thing, too, from the Midwest. The cantaloupe.
I don't get the cantaloupe thing, Sean.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, the cantaloupe thing.
Cantaloupe, yeah.
Was from not overseas, but from the Midwest here. And that also had Listeria. Outbreak because
there's
of
a new one.
But it's a cantaloupe. You're eating the inside, not the outside. So how is it that people were getting sick?
Well,
I don't know.
What kind of gunji doesn't go through to the meat?
Well, maybe when they cut it, they were bringing the bacteria into the actual.
See, now you're making it complicated.
I don't get it.
You're making it complicated. Just
I don't
like
understand
buy your
the
cantaloupes
thing.
And Fallon. That's all we need to worry about. Okay, let's keep it right here home. Right.
Right.
Buy your cantaloupes and Fallon. You hear me out there, Fallon?
And why was it just cantaloupes? What about honeydews and watermelons? I don't get it.
That's next. Okay. That's next. All right. We've got more things to talk about. JP's mad about a few things. Plus, his moment of common sense coming up pretty quick. So thank you for joining us on Broadview. We'll be right back.
1270, The Buzz.
How do you know if your baby can hear? Hearing loss is the most common birth defect, but it is invisible. Undetected, hearing loss can lead to delayed development and difficulties in school. Hospitals in Nevada routinely screen newborns for hearing loss. If your baby doesn't pass the screening, have a hearing test done today.
Sponsored by the CDC and the Nevada State Health Division, here in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Be sure to tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. This week's guests, James Roosevelt, Elson's Transmission, Scott Magruder, Public Information Officer, NDOT, and Rick Anderson with Nevada Mobile Automotive Service will be hosting this week's Call In and Ask the Expert segment. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. We were just talking about the Listeria hysteria. And it's looking here like, let me see, a 72-year-old man, former truck driver, rode into, help me with this, Sean. He drove into a fruit stand, and he wanted to know about the Listeria outbreak that was blamed for like 21 deaths nationwide, inflicted collateral damage on the reputation of the renowned Rocky Ford cantaloupe. So because of all
renowned, there's an actual name for a cantaloupe.
Oh yeah, renowned Rocky Ford cantaloupe. So it wasn't at that farm. Right?
No, I was just, that's the first headline that I brought up, though. I was going to scroll down, but I didn't want to get ahead of you.
You didn't want, I was trying to read.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't even see it. It's like font 10.
What are you saying? Your eyes are getting a little old?
No. My eyes are young. Life is getting old.
The print is getting smaller.
Hot days, cool nights. Not good for Rocky Mountain Ford cantaloupes. Oh, look at him. He's so sweet. Look, I got 300 now. He's got it up big.
Well, it's 125. You want to go higher than
that? No, that's good. I think I can. So it's only in one part of the country, right?
Yeah, but they were distributed to other states.
Colorado, everywhere.
California, I believe, Nevada too, yeah.
So did they recall all those?
Yes.
Or we still have an outbreak, so they're all gone?
I'm not sure if they're gone, but they were having them as early as last week, yes.
Well, it's time for Fallon to make some money, by gosh.
Yeah, they got the Cantaloupe Festival too that happens like the weekend of Hot Dogs Night somewhere in there too. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good promotional tool.
Sean, do you know?
And this too, this is a good one.
You know what the difference is between a cantaloupe and a muskmelon?
No idea. I'm not sure. I want to know.
The name.
Yeah, the part of the country. It's called muskmelon when you live in the South. And out here it's cantaloupe. Yeah. So refined. But it's still the same thing. It's just a big piece of fruit. I do love it. But you know what? The cantaloupe have been terrible in the last few years. Yeah, probably so. This last fall, they were good and sweet. But the year before and the year before that, you get that, I don't know, after you ate them, you kind of, your teeth felt kind of sharp. Like maybe you were turning into a...
That's the glass in the cantaloupe. That's all.
Probably listeria. Thank
Melons
God I didn't
are
eat
way
them.
Better east of the Mississippi.
See, the problem with that whole outbreak is that the cantaloupe producers in California are now having a problem. They can't sell theirs either.
Yeah, right.
Everyone thinks every cantaloupe is the same thing, which obviously it's not.
Well, I know, but you get all freaked out. You get a pound of hamburger and it's making everybody sick. You throw the stuff out of your... You don't know. Yeah. You don't know where it came. It could be South Korea.
That's why I stick to buffalo meat.
Yeah.
Because buffalo lead clean lives. You know that, right?
Well, they do if they live on Ted Turner's farm. Jeez. You don't know about the rest. So let's get to a little bit of little local stuff. I thought we could do some Nevada news as well. Douglas County woman. This was really infuriating me.
Okay.
There's so many of these cases here in Nevada that are infuriating me.
Infuriating.
Infuriating me.